What's up, you guys? It's Idalis here, and you're listening to Idalis Facts and Answers. Hi, guys. So, I got interrupted, and Anchor, I think I have to update Anchor, honestly. I think that's what it is. I was literally talking to you guys about mental health and why I haven't posted in the last 2 weeks, but clearly my mom called me and Anchor doesn't allow you to pause your recording session when a call comes in. So I tried to, well, not even tried to, I actually hung up on my mom. I did not answer. And then I immediately called her back once I realized that Anchor did not allow me to stop the video. And actually, the video did stop, but it did not save, and it didn't give me the option to save. So, here we are again. The last 2 weeks, I apologize for not posting. I was supposed to post yesterday. Today is December 17th, a Saturday, and that did not go as planned. Time slipped right by me. And I didn't have enough time to record the first Friday. Yesterday, the same thing happened. I didn't have time to record. Anthony got out of work early, then I was door dashing. So much stuff was going on. So I do apologize for not posting. I do plan to double upload. I'll probably double upload later this week, and then you'll get another brand new episode on Friday. I wanted to discuss Wednesday on the first Friday, which I believe was the 9th. That did not happen. I was not prepared. I was not ready. The second Friday came along. I was not ready and I was not prepared. But I say the other Friday. The other Friday was definitely yesterday. Oh God, you guys. Okay. I'm just tired of repeating myself. Oh my goodness. So, I didn't post. I'm posting today. So, I hope you enjoy this episode today. Stay tuned for next week. The following week, not this Friday coming up. You know, I know it's technically Sunday tomorrow starts a new week, but not this Friday, the following Friday. I think it's Christmas week Friday. You can expect me to talk about Wednesday, the Netflix series. That's what I keep trying to tell myself to talk about. It's something worth talking about, especially before season 2 comes out, which allegedly airs in 2024. So I have time. We shall see. What else? Yes, I was talking about mental health. And I was talking about why I'm recording so late. So let me a little bit. So I told my Snapchat fam this morning that I was going to double upload today. That is not the case today. I have a baby shower of an old best friend, now just plain friend to me. She's having her first baby boy in January, hopefully on my birthday, which I doubt it. Nobody's ever born on my birthday. especially people that I know that are having kids. It's always around my birthday, a few days, a few weeks after. So hopefully her son is born on my birthday. Which is December, we're in December, which is January 17th. So I have a month today from now will be my birthday and I'll be 27. Yes, so I actually, from December 9th, I had a podcast episode I started to record. It was supposed to be ready by yesterday, but that did not happen. And then Thursday, I was supposed to be recording. I actually did record. I recorded a mental health segment, But I wound up deleting that whole segment by accident. And then, I deleted it by trimming a section that was supposed to be trimmed, but I trimmed it the wrong way, so I couldn't get back everything that I just recorded on mental health and all that nonsense. Not nonsense, but you get it. And I was just so annoyed and so upset. So I started to record today because this episode airs in an hour. And I hope you guys enjoy it. And I'm sorry for the late review, but like I said, not late review, late podcast. But like I said, expect an episode Wednesday and expect an episode Friday. And then obviously the following Friday, Christmas week, Friday, expect an episode. I hope that's clear. Christmas week, Friday, I will be discussing the Wednesday Netflix series. Then, what was I talking about? I was talking about mental health. We obviously lost Stephen Boss. He went by Twitch or DJ Twitch, however you know him. I'm not gonna repeat what I said. He is dearly missed. I think that we'll never have, well, obviously we don't, but we'll never have a full reasoning or story as to why he did it. And honestly, at this point in time, being 4 days later, it's not that it doesn't matter, but he's no longer with us. So we just essentially have to say that it doesn't matter and like move on as far as why he did what he did. And I just want to talk a little bit about mental health and suicide. I don't want to get dark. So I'll just try to keep it light. But if it does get dark, it does get dark. There's nothing I can do about it. But he passed Twitch. I'll call him Twitch because that's what I know him by. Everyone knows him by. He was a handsome man. Very funny. Very happy-go-lucky. Lighthearted. I don't want to say lighthearted, but everyone called him like a real true light. And I obviously never got to meet him. I've only known him through Ellen. I never watched So You Think You Can Dance. When So You Think You Can Dance came on, in 2008, at least that's the season Twitch was on. In 2008, I was in middle school watching Hannah Montana, Wizards of Waverly Place, High School Musical, The Cheetah Girls. I was not out here watching So You Think You Can Dance. My great-grandma was, rest in peace to her, but even when that show was on, I never seen it and I never watched it. That's a show I can say I've never seen or watched. Like, okay, I've maybe watched it with my grandma, but I don't remember the show. I don't remember how it goes. And even though, you know, I like JoJo Siwa, Kat Deely from the original So You Think You Can Dance, I remember her. Leah Remini, I love her. Twitch, I obviously loved. And, you know, they're on the new spin-off version of So You Think You Can Dance. And it's probably great, but I'm not a dancer. So I've never watched it and I've never seen it. I honestly don't plan to ever watch it or see it. But a lot of people know Twitch through So You Think You Can Dance. And I want to just say this. A lot of people were so upset that Ellen called him his... People are upset. Okay, that Ellen referred to him as a sidekick to her. I can see, like, the hate towards that or just being upset over that. But, like, let's be real, guys. It's not that deep. Let's not turn sidekick into a bad word. It's definitely not a bad word. I've known Twitch through Ellen, and I've seen him do, like, from the beginning of the show, like when her last DJ Andy left, that black guy, which I bet people don't remember. I think he was English, but he was a black guy named Andy, and he was on there for a good amount of time. And when he left, I was heartbroken. I didn't know him as well as Twitch, obviously. Obviously, again, not through a personal standpoint, but just seeing somebody so long on TV and you're constantly watching them, you grow to love them, like their work, whatever. So yeah, I remember him. And then once Twitch came on, I'd watched from day one. So Twitch was definitely somebody I grew up with for a little while. And then just shout out to the dance community that he was a part of and all the dance communities that maybe he has met or inspired or worked with. I mean, he obviously was an amazing man, and my condolences and love to his wife and three beautiful children. I don't know who is who, but he has children's names, two boys and a girl. His oldest girl is 14. His youngest son was 4 and the middle child was 6. I know Wesley Maddox, I think is how you pronounce the name. And then Zay or Zaya, I'm not sure how they pronounced it. But yeah, my love and condolences to that family, because it was truly sad and heartbreaking. And honestly, Twitch's death will never be on the same level as Kobe Bryant in the sense of what happened for them to move on and no longer be with us, but Twitch most definitely had that impact of a death on the entire world. Not to mention Betty White, Bob Saget, just to name a few, honestly, Leslie Jordan. But it's crazy. And I can tell you where I was when I got the news. I was already in bed. It was early. Anthony went to work, and it was probably like around 8, maybe going on 9. And I'm just laying in bed, not working, have nothing else to do. Like I stated, I was already on Instagram. As soon as I pressed my home button to refresh my Instagram, to like refresh, because I want to say this, I never fully scroll down on Instagram. That's ridiculous. I'll scroll down at least 10 to 15 posts, and then I'll get bored and then I'll refresh. But I never, ever, ever go fully down. If you do, shout out to you. Moving on. So once I pressed that homepage to refresh, Twitch's face popped up and it was from TMZ, and I was like, listen, don't play this joke on me now, not this early in the morning. Why would anybody joke about this? Because, like, honestly, from being an outsider looking in, I feel like Hollywood is different than it used to be, obviously. I think a lot has changed in Hollywood for the better, obviously. But I think in the olden days for Hollywood, people would say, oh yeah, this person died, but you would never see an article about it. It would always just be a hoax, and you would have to wait for the news people to be like, oh, it's just a hoax and this person is still well and alive. Nowadays, anybody can make anything. So obviously TMZ, I don't get my news from TMZ. I see their TMZ stuff pop up on Instagram because I used to love TMZ, but that's not where I get my news. If I get news, it's from the Shade Room. Not really a good source either to get your news, but if it's not TMZ popping up first, it's always the Shade Room. But that's, yeah, those are the two places as of right now that I get my social media news from. Just because they pop up. I don't ever go searching for it unless there's a story that I have to show my husband and I forgot to save it, or maybe I did save it, but now I have to like go read the actual full story to get the full details. But yeah, it popped up on TMZ and I was in bed, and all I can say, cover your ears, kids. all I can say was, no fucking way. I said that about like 5 times, back to back to back to back to back. No fucking way. What the actual fuck is happening? Twitch, are you kidding me? And that's why I'm so upset that I accidentally trimmed that segment, because it was so serious and so heartfelt. Not that this is any less than that, but I was so upset, you guys. So upset. I was sad. I think I felt a little bit more emotion towards Switch than Kobe Bryant, just because I'm not a basketball fan. But Kobe Bryant has been everything from Freak. I believe he was in Hannah Montana, but even if he wasn't, he's guest starred on more than enough Disney shows that I've seen in my generation. He's been on Ellen, you know what I'm saying? And it's, I'm just, I don't know. The type of woman I am, I support anybody and everybody. Obviously, I support my Black community, and you grow up hearing about Kobe Bryant and stuff like that, so that's how I know him, or I should say knew of him. But I just support anybody and everybody that is doing good for themselves, or just the world, or people, you know, who need that support. Like, I'm just there to be that support system for you, because I know what it's like to grow up in a family that says they support you, but they don't truly support you. So with that being said, rest in peace to Twitch. He is dearly missed, never forgotten, and my love and condolences to his family, especially his youngest, and his oldest. From listening to my husband, who lost his father 2 years ago now. My husband was 25, 26 at the time when his father passed. And my husband's 28 now, and obviously you never get over it. But from what I heard my husband say, he has said, when you're a kid who loses a parent in any way, shape, or form, I'm gonna get emotional. When you're a child who loses a parent in any way, shape, or form, not only are you never going to forget them because they raised you, but you're also never going to be that same kid again, let alone that person. I could not imagine, and I don't want to imagine. I am, even though my father is not in my life, I am very, very fortunate that he is alive. I'm happy he's alive. Honestly, don't wish anything negative towards this man. It's just he wasn't in my life how he should have been. But I'm very fortunate to be turning 27 and still have both of my parents. My father is 50 something. Every time somebody asks me how old he is, I can't remember. But he is 57. He's 50 something. Not quite yet close to his 60s. I think he's like mid 50s, slightly early 50s. I don't know. Coincidentally enough, Anthony's father, rest in peace, was born the same year as my father, and they were like a few months apart. Not even a few months, like a month. Well, yeah. At least a month apart and like a few days. So Anthony's father, if he were to be with us today and I knew his age, I would tell you how old my father is. I don't know. Anybody else that can figure out how old my father is, that's how old he is. Don't ask me. My mom turns 50 in February. So I'm very, very, very fortunate for her. My brother just turned 18, so I could not imagine. I had to tell my husband, Anthony, a few days ago, like, I don't want to think about death of a parent, especially my mother who raised me and my brother, because not only did me and my brother grow up differently already, for him to reach my age now, which is 26. Anything can happen from 18 to 26 for him with our mother. And I told Anthony, I don't want to cry. I told Anthony that I don't want to imagine or think about my brother having to go through that. It's not even, because I know what I'm going to do and I know how I'm going to feel, and it's going to be different because I am older, but it's still going to hurt, obviously. And I'll tell you this, I only thought about this because I thought about Twitch leaving his children and his youngest being 4. I told Anthony, I don't want to think about my brother being 18 and reaching my age now, but obviously in the future, which is also another different time in life for both of us, that from those ages, he experiences something with our mother, which we obviously have a closer relationship to than our father. But I also don't know how my brother is going to handle it because he's younger than me and it's gonna be a different time. And he's already a guy who shows his emotions when he's around family. So like he'll cry around like me or my mom for like something maybe he couldn't get. But as far as other people, he won't really do that. So I'm just worried. Knock on wood too, because everything is so good with my mom right now, and I'm so happy about it. I don't want to think about that. But I just think about my brother and how he'll handle it, because we'll be in the future. It'll be a different time for both of us, and we'll be at different ages, and it'll be different. And I couldn't imagine. So, yeah. That being said, I had some suicide prevention pictures that Ashley Tinsdale had posted the day Twitch had passed, and I had saved them to read to you guys, because mental health is a big thing, suicide is a big thing, but I had to delete it because I was recording on Snapchat and Snapchat was being a bitch about my storage. And I don't know. So anyways, let's move on. Mental health is a real big thing. And I just want all of you guys to know, we're gonna take a quick break, but before we do, I wanna let you guys know that you are loved, you are appreciated, you are cared for, you are supported, you are beautiful, you are kind, you're gorgeous, you're strong, you're successful, you deserve love, you deserve happiness, you deserve success, and whatever life throws your way, you can and will handle it. For those who are close to also committing suicide, don't do it. If you hear this, that is your sign to don't do it. I have started I Dallas X and Answers entirely for myself and for that reason. The pandemic started and I was going to spiral. Little did I know that I had to wait a whole year and a half to spiral. I have never recently, growing up, have ever thought about committing suicide, ever. I know people who have considered it, and I think it needs to be talked about more. because there are often times I'm telling myself or my husband, like, I have never heard of that. I have never seen these things, not with suicide, but certain topics that people talk about now in general. There are certain things I haven't seen or heard be talked about because that's not my environment. That's not my community, if I ever had one. So I'm not sure what to expect, how to figure that out. And it's very upsetting. So I think we need to start talking about it more. We need to start helping out people more and supporting them. I know we all have our moments where we're in a tough spot and we would love to help people, but we can't, or, you know, we just never help people. And that's not okay. I started Idaho Facts and Answers in 2020, to not only build my confidence, but my self-esteem. That's very, very important to me. Confidence and self-esteem are very, very important. I started my podcast for just those two reasons. And to get over my overwhelming self of being scared and not thinking anyone's going to listen. Clearly, I'm listened to in 3 countries, so somebody's listening. I'm just lost for words. And I think that if you listen this far, or if you listen to me at all, follow me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter, follow me on Snapchat, follow me on Instagram, follow the Idaho Facts and Answers page on Facebook. Do whatever you have to do to find a friend, to be listened to get that support. I'm struggling right now, but if you need somebody to talk to and give you advice or their opinion or even just to listen, I'm your girl. I'm there for you. I support anybody and everybody who is going to be supportive right back to me, who's going to listen to me. Like, whatever you want, chances are I want it too. So, you know, don't stay down. Just reach out to somebody. Like I said, Ashley Tisdale had posted these these story of suicide prevention, and I wanted to read it to you guys. It had the number 988 to text. I'm not sure what you're texting to that number and what else you have to do, but I'm pretty sure it's 988. Or it might be 998. I just go check your resources. We're gonna take a quick break. I have to charge my phone, and then I'll come back with the proper information. I wanna give you guys something, but I just want you guys to know that you're loved, if by nobody, at least by me. And all you have to do is reach out to me, and who knows, I might attend your wedding. You know what I'm saying? I'll help you. You know, you lost a pet, we'll bury your pet together. You know, and no matter how sad or gruesome or funny it is, I'm always there for you, and I promise you that you'll always get love and feel loved by me. So yeah, stay strong and stay healthy, because mental health is really, 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 really serious. Before we go, I want to just say I have never tried to commit suicide. I don't remember what grade I was in. I would say 7th or 8th grade, most likely 7th grade, just because I had moved to a new school. And that school, I had found out that there were at least... 3 girls, but I only found out about the 3rd one when she was like, yeah, I stopped doing that. But I found out that 3 girls were cutting themselves, and all 3 girls are so beautiful, so healthy and alive today. And I'm still best friends with one of them. And there's another one that I see all the time on Snapchat, and the other one I don't really talk to, but as far as her Facebook page and stuff, she's good and life is going on. I don't want to say they're all good. You know, we all have our times and our moments where things aren't good, but from the outside looking in, they're good and they're living life and they're doing what they can do to be happy. So that makes me really happy. But like I was saying, I think it was seventh grade, when I found out about two of those girls' stories, I remember being home, perfectly being fine, just perfectly fine. Went downstairs, I was hungry, and it was probably late because I remember making like a peanut butter sandwich just to eat something. And I grabbed out a butter knife and I was thinking to myself, like I was standing there for a while and I was just like, what if I start cutting myself? And this was also around the time when I think, if I'm being honest, I think this was before Demi Lovato was found out about cutting herself and harming herself. I'm a huge Demi Lovato fan, so if you don't know, now you know. But I remember just like, what if I start cutting myself? And I had that thought because I knew of three girls already in my class that were always near me of like, hey, why are you cutting yourself? I don't know why they stopped. Sometimes I get in my head and think like, maybe I said something to them that made them stop, because maybe they just start doing it where I couldn't see it. That could be true. But once they told me about it and I seen it, like it just never happened again. And I don't know who said what. I don't ever want to give myself the credit, but that's just what I realized and that's what I noticed being me. I was making the sandwich, like I said, and before I made the sandwich, I put the knife up to my left wrist and I'll never forget it. And I said, what if I cut myself? And I said, in my head, I'm not speaking out loud, mind you, my mom's home, my brother's home, but like they're sleeping or whatever, going to bed, I don't know. And I was the only one downstairs at the time. And I think to myself like, oh, what if I cut myself? Like, maybe it'll be fun. And then I was just like, well, it's a butter knife, right? So I can cut myself now and it won't cut me. Obviously, it's a fucking butter knife. But then again, once I made the motion to cut myself with the butter knife. So I have attempted, but I never done it again. Because I told myself, what if I accidentally cut myself and it was the wrong way and now I start bleeding out? That was my thought process, which is why I didn't do it. And ever since then, I did get more depressed and anxious. I was around, I don't even know, I was probably around 16 when I wrote in my journal diary back in the day. When I went back to go read that, I was like 19, 20 years old, you guys, and I couldn't believe. I wasn't quite, I don't want to say I wasn't happy when I reread it, because I definitely was way more happy. But when I reread that, I ripped that out of my journal. So I remember showing my husband and he was like, well, why'd you rip this page out? And I was like, yo, because I reread it. I wrote it about a family member of me and her. It wasn't a fallout, but I think we were just arguing. And I was so upset, you guys. I went in, like, no nice handwriting. I was writing all over the page in big words because I was just so mad and I wanted to get it out. You guys, when I reread that shit, I was stunned about how depressed I was, how sad I was, how hurt I was. I couldn't believe it. Like, when I read that, I'm telling you guys, I can vividly remember reading it and I was like, oh no. And I was like, what? I said that? I felt that way? And it wasn't, even though I had a falling out or just this argument with my cousin at that time, I wasn't mad at her. I was just mad at the situation and obviously mad at her in the moment. But when I reread it, I was like, well, I'm not mad at her anymore. and I don't quite remember what the situation was about, so let me rip it out. But I'm telling you, when I finished, I was like, wow, I was that hurt. I was that sad, that depressed. And I just couldn't believe it. So I suggest you write down your feelings or talk to somebody. Like I said, you can always talk to me. I'm not gonna sit here and judge you, that's for sure. And your secret is totally safe with me. And if you want to tell me one thing or a few things and then never talk to me again, that's your business. But just know that your secret is safe with me. I love you. And we're going to take a quick break. Okay, you guys. I'm gonna wrap this up for you guys. I want you guys to hear everything I have to say. But I have looked up the suicide hotline, crisis hotline, and you definitely have to text 988 to even speak with somebody. And you'll be able to find people in your local area by texting 988, or you can go to www.samhsa.gov. And I hope all of you get the help you need and you deserve. Let's move on, because I'm also cutting down on my time. So, long story short, I will discuss the Wednesday Netflix series this coming Friday. I'm going to record ahead of time when I know I have time, and you will have it on Friday. Now, I want to say the double upload will be up before Friday, most likely Wednesday. So stay tuned. If you follow me on Snapchat and or Instagram, those are the two social media platforms that I always do a video recording for to let you know what's coming up, when things won't be coming up. And you can also follow Idals X and Answers on the Facebook page, because that's where I will try to post cancellations and just give you more insight and information, especially if I miss it on my Snapchat and or Instagram videos. Idals X and Answers, follow on Facebook. If you want to follow me on Facebook, it's Idals Logan. My Instagram is at Idalis Weems, which is my maiden name. And you'll know you'll have the right person, because it'll also say Idalis Logan. But when you're searching for me, it's Idalis Weems. That's spelled I-D-A-L-I-S, last name W-E-E-M-S. Those are for the people who are new and listening, or just for the people who forgot or would like to know. My Twitter is at Idalis_Logan. My Snapchat is at OtisiaBaby96, OtisiaBaby96, and my TikTok is at IdalisLogan. I think it might be underscore Logan too, but I'm pretty sure it's at IdalisLogan in general. What else am I missing? My Twitter is at, which I said that. Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Yeah, I think I said everything. So make sure you go follow me on there, because that's where I keep all my postings and stuff like that. Ooh, cutting up on time. Okay. So, Anthony and I are having a dilemma. Now, I'm hoping the following week, when I start talking about Wednesday, because there's going to be two parts of Wednesday. Let's be clear. I hope that, in one of those segments, I can talk with my husband more about our dilemma and issue. So, and maybe you guys can chime in and tell me how you feel and if I'm wrong or what have you. I'm just going to give you my side, what just went down, what was said, and how I feel, and how I'm trying to explain myself. And I'll start by doing just that. So,
Before Anthony and I met, I lived in Pennsylvania my whole life. Okay, I moved from area to area to area to area. My mom moved a shit ton. It wasn't until I met my best friend in sixth grade when, after that year was over, my mom said, "Hey, we're moving." I was upset. From there on, went to high school. When I got to my second year in high school, my mom wanted to leave. And I said, "No, you cannot leave, because I just made new friends and I got to see my old friends from middle school and elementary school. You cannot leave." So now my brother has that luxury of staying at the same high school until he graduates, which is next year. Well, really this year, but he's still considered an 11th grader just because I guess his GPA is low. Or not GPA, his GPA is low, but not the GPA, the credits. So he's still considered a junior right now until he gets his grades up for certain classes and stuff like that. Anyways, so before I met my husband, I was done with Pennsylvania. I was already slowly but surely starting to peep how my family truly worked, how they were treating me, how they were treating my mom, and obviously my brother. Now, when I met Anthony, things escalated so much that before he proposed to me, I knew I wanted to leave. Before he proposed to me. After my great-grandma passed in 2021, March 17, 2021, one of my cousins, he knew and saw in my face that I was ready to get the fuck out of Pennsylvania and just move, drop everything that I owned and just move. Now, I fucked myself over by not staying at a consistent job, not working, not having enough money, and being broke at certain times of the year for me to not be able to do that. Had I been in that state, like the confident state I'm currently in, I think I would have definitely moved. Like, I would have definitely told Anthony, like, "Look, you're gonna be with me or not be with me, but just know, like, I'm not going to be here and stay in Pennsylvania my whole life. I'm 26, that's not my whole life, but that's more than enough time." Anyone who knows, knows. So, recently, Anthony and I have been trying to move out of this apartment. Not even recently, for a while now. We had witnessed some stuff in our apartment that it was like, we gotta get the fuck out of here. So now we're still struggling to get the fuck out of here. And long story short, I told him, like, "Hey, we have to talk. I want to start going to more auditions and I want to start building my resume." I forget what else I mentioned to him, but I was like, "We just need to figure out what's gonna be good for both of us." Long story short, he calls me and he gets so upset about it, you guys. Like, and this is not the first time he's getting upset. So now I am talking about it because now he got me upset. I mean, I've been recording a little bit for a while talking to you guys, so I feel differently. I'm no longer upset, especially since me and him got to talk it out, you know, within 20 minutes because he's currently at work. I told him, I was like, "I really just, you know, laying in bed, I'm bored. Like, I don't know when I'm going to be starting work soon. I did recently get a job and the lady said that they would contact me on the medical half so I can start working. But that was Thursday and nobody called me on Friday. So now I have to wait till Monday, which I don't think anyone's going to contact me. And it's very frustrating because Christmas is coming up, which I know I'm going to have to work, if not Christmas weekend, New Year's weekend. So that's a little bit annoying. But regardless of anything, I'm just so happy to be working. But I told him, like, "Hey, I'm just home alone. I'm bored. I'm in my head. I'm trying to figure out myself." You know what I'm saying? And he's like, "Oh, well, you know, you need to figure out what you want, blah, blah, blah." And I'm like, "Hold up. I know what I want. I always knew what I want. It's just now I'm ready to finally, like, stop being a little bitch about things and get my foot in the door and start my life. I don't want to sit and wait till I'm 30 to be like, oh, now I can do this. Like, no, I have 4 more years left. So I'm just trying to figure out what I can do. I've always wanted to act since I was 13. I'm 26. I gave myself more than enough time to scare myself and not do what I want to do. And, you know, he's just upset because he thinks that because I already agreed to move to New Jersey for a few years, he thinks that now I don't want that, I'm reneging that, and that I don't want to ever do that. And I tried to tell him, I said, if you actually sat down and listened to what I'm saying, I'm not telling you that, oh, you came to Pennsylvania for 5 or 6 years for me, that now all of a sudden I don't want to go to Jersey for you. He keeps thinking that, and he keeps assuming that. And I told him, I said, it's not, I said, you keep bringing up the, oh, I moved to Pennsylvania for you for five, and I've been here for 5 years now, 6 years now, and now you don't want to, you know, match up with me and move to Jersey. I said, first of all, I said, I don't have to move to Jersey. I said, you want me to move to Jersey. I said, but here's the thing you're not listening to. I told them, I said, I've told you that I'll move to Jersey for you. It's only right. But I never agreed to immediately move to Jersey for you. And I told him, and he's like not trying to hear me. And I said, this is what I'm saying to you. I want to move down south. For the longest, I've wanted to move down south. Before, well, probably after my mom mentioned that she wanted to move there, because during that time, like, I was the age of where I couldn't necessarily do anything on my own. So, like, she kind of, like, what's that word? Like, she kind of, not persuaded or convinced, but another synonym to that, those words of, like, you know, I thought about it and I considered it. And I was just like, obviously, if my mom goes, I have to go. My mom didn't go. I'm an adult now and married. So I was telling him, I was like, look, I've always wanted to go. And I told him, I said, we're broke right now. I said, so obviously we can't go. I said, if we had the money, I said, yeah, we would have to really sit here and have this discussion. I said, because I'm not going to let you hold me back because I've already been holding myself back. And I said, I'm not going to do that. I said, I'm not going to sit here and wait till I'm 30 to be like, oh, now I want to do this. And I said, not for nothing. I'm 26 years old. In the Hollywood industry, I'm already old. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm already old. I'm a black woman. I'm a big girl woman. Like, I'm already going to get no's by the time I finally get my big break, if I get my big break. So I was telling him, I was like, it's not that I'm reneging on that. What I'm reneging on is that we have to stay in Jersey just because you stayed in Pennsylvania for as long. I said, we can move to Jersey. I said, that's fine. I said, we're broke right now, so we can't move anywhere. I said, but when we have the money, and I said, say we get a place in Jersey, I said, then that's where we're living. I said, because honestly, I'm not going to be coming from this apartment and moving to a better apartment, I told him, or even a house, however, you know, time happens for us. I said, I'm not going to want to constantly move like, you know, my mom did me and your dad did him, because our parents moved us a lot when we were younger. So we're not into the whole moving situation. And I told him, I said, I'm not into that. I said, but we're free. We don't have any children and we have the luxury to pick up and leave whenever the fuck we want. And I said, it's just unfortunate because we're not financially free to get, you know, to pick up and do whatever the fuck we want. I told him, I said, it's not that I'm reneging on moving to Jersey, but what I'm thinking is we can move down south or somewhere else, honestly, in the country, and then come back to Jersey. I said, it's all about experiencing life together and trying things out together. And if we don't like it, then we can move. And I told him, I said, but it's not about staying in one spot just because, oh, I lived here for you this long. I said, what kind of husband says or does that? You know what I'm saying? Like, let's be real. Like, you're not going to sit here and be like, oh, well, I moved to PA for you. I didn't ask you to. Well, that's a lie. I did ask him if he would be cool moving to PA. And he actually did move up here and he stayed with me and my mom. But I don't quite remember the reason, but he was going through something. And I was like, oh, just move up here. Just move up here. And he eventually did. And we've been together ever since. And I love this man. So that's why I told him. I was like, yo, we have to talk. We have to communicate because it's not fair. And I said, at the same time, you're telling me, oh, I don't want to move down south. And I told him, I said, I don't want to move to Jersey. I said, I'm only moving to Jersey because we had that conversation and we agreed that I would do some time in Jersey. I said, but let's be clear. I said, just because we moved to Jersey doesn't mean I have to match up to you and live the same years we have lived in Pennsylvania. I said, it doesn't even have to be that way. As long as I went to Jersey, that's all that matters. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shouldn't even be a conversation. You know what I'm saying? And the fact that it is, I'm trying to get him to understand that he has to compromise or sacrifice something because, like, it's just not fair. And I want to clarify. When I say sacrifice, I don't mean sacrifice anything too deep in the sense, because he already sacrificed a lot by leaving his father's house, leaving his job, and coming up here to stay with my mom because my mom could have kicked us out for all he knew. You know what I'm saying? So when I say sacrifice, I mean like more so just compromise. Like I want him to just compromise with me and understand like, look, even if we stay in Jersey 3 years, that's fine. But if I were to find a job or want to explore something else, I said, you would have to compromise with me and we would have to sacrifice some things. I said, yeah, we're talking about me right now. I said, but really? I said, what if, you know, we moved to Jersey, but now you have a better job, but now they want you to relocate. You're obviously going to want to relocate, but you still have to talk to your wife to make that decision because now I have to figure out, will my job let me transfer? Will I have to find a new job? How long until we're leaving? Like, there's just things we have to figure out. And he knows that, and I'm sure he understands that, but he's just never trying to hear it. And it pisses me off because it's like, ugh, I don't know. And I think if I'm being honest, and I want to talk to him about this, probably off of the podcast before we bring it on to the podcast, but I wanted to just talk to him about, like, our codependency. I love, not that much emphasis, but I love our codependency at times. But what I've realized towards the end of my surgery until now talking to you guys is that our codependency is becoming toxic. And I'm trying to change it. And not only is our relationship becoming toxic, but we're becoming toxic. And I think for me personally, I'm losing who I am slowly but surely. But I've already recognized it. So now I'm just trying to put an end to it and work on it myself. But I've realized that I have been changing for him and that's not okay with me because he hasn't been changing for me in certain ways that are nameless. So I just have to talk to him about that. But I want to bring that to your attention because that is going to be the question of this episode. Actually, it's not even going to be a question or Q&A. It's going to be a poll. The poll is, which is also a question. The poll is, I don't even know how to minimize this question, but my question to you guys is, married or dating, how do you get one spouse to compromise or sacrifice when you know they're being stingy and just not fair about things? Like, what do you do? How many times do you have this conversation? How long do you have the conversation? Like,
I don't even know. I don't even know. So yeah, I'm gonna end that right here. I'll see you guys Wednesday and Friday and more Fridays on from there. But please, please, please connect with me. Let's talk and answer my Q&As and my polls. You gotta go to Spotify to answer them. I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye, guys.